With a much-needed bye, quarterback Jason Campbell is healthy and looks to lead this Browns offense against the 6-4 Cincinnati Bengals this Sunday.
I feel good. I think my experience kind of helps me out in this situation. I know it's been a while, you know, since I've been able to go down the stretch, but you know, I'm excited about the opportunity. Look forward to keep moving forward, and like I said, just taking it one game at a time, one play at a time. I think I'm WD-40 up now, so I'll be ready to go.
Jason, did you ever think you'd get back to this point? I mean, you're switching teams and all that. Mm-hmm.
That was the whole goal. You know, after I got hurt in Oakland, of course, you know, the trade went down with Carson Palmer, and you know, you find yourself on the outside looking in. But, you know, my whole goal last year was to do a one-year contract and see if I can put myself in a position where I can at least compete for a starting job or, you know, one day find myself back in this position. And, you know, it came. But at the same time, you know, you're going to go through highs and lows in this business, and you just got to continue to keep pressing on and just stay looking forward. You know, don't ever doubt yourself or doubt your abilities, because situations don't seem to flare up the right way that you think they should at times. But, you know, you just got to keep pressing. And that was my whole mindset from day one since, you know, the injury and the trade happened. Was it heart failure? Yeah, it hurt a little bit. It stung, but I think it made me a stronger person. And, you know, it helped make me become who I am right now.
Is there a little element, though, of having it taken away from you and not knowing if you're ever going to get that opportunity again, and it makes you hungrier and want it even more?
I said it does make you hungrier. It makes you hungry, but at the same time, I think going through that, you know, you look back and be like, you know, why stress so much? You know, why put so much pressure on yourself? Because at the end of the day, you know, things are going to happen and things are going to be done. You know, sometimes it's out of your control. You know, it's time for me to start enjoying myself and, you know, going out and just playing football and not worrying about the things that you can't control. And I think just going through that experience of understanding that, but like I said, it was tough, you know, to be a starter and to lose your job to injury. You know, it's a hard pill to bite, but at the same time, I think it's made me a lot stronger.
What are the things you learned over the years about what it takes to play well on the road? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like I said, communication, you know, it's one of the most important things. I think second is being patient, you know, understanding that you got to ride the wave from the get-go in the beginning, you know, when it's loud and things are, you know, teams are pumped, you know, you got to try to keep yourself at even keel. And when you're in a hostile environment, and I think it just, you know, it's pretty much the same way, you know, even when you're at home sometimes. Sometimes you can get too amped up. But, you know, for us, it's just a matter of taking one play at a time. You know, don't try to win every play. I mean, don't try to win the game on one play. You know, just keep staying within the game.
Jason, with, you know, Jordan and Josh, obviously, they're – two big playmakers, but how important was it for you last week and now going forward to have other options contributing? Obviously, I'm referencing Devon and Greg.
Yeah, that's what it's going to take going down the stretch. You know, you start going against these really good defenses. You know, teams going to try to take away what you do best and try to take away some of your star players. And, you know, it's exciting to see D-Best have a great game and see, you know, Greg Little have a great game. I think it just helps all the other guys, you know, from a Josh standpoint, a Jordan standpoint. If I'm those guys, I'm excited. You know, I'm happy because other guys are making plays, which creates opportunities for them. And it doesn't make us, you know, one or two dimensional. You know, everyone has to understand that you can get the ball at any point.
When you talk about riding the wave of a hostile environment, yep. Kansas City was obviously an example of that. Did that teach this team that it's supposedly one of the loudest places in the league can be conquered if you just have patience?
Yeah, that's the whole goal. You know, it's definitely on the road. It's all about patience and, like I said, just communicating. You know, the NFL, you know, it's a tough league. It's a tough game as it is. And like I said, but guys understand, I think that's part of our growth as a team. Like we're young, one of the youngest football teams in the league. And each and every, if we continue to go down the stretch, every game is a different learning experience. It's a different different growth for us, and we just continue to keep, you know, progressing that way.
Jason, what jumps out about this Bengals defense? And could you learn a lot being number two the first time you guys played them, or is it?
Well, they're different. You know, they do a lot of things differently now. I think they're, you know, a better football team because of the games they've been able to play. Like I said, and of course they lost two starters, but the guys that they plugged in, you know, haven't missed a beat. And I think a lot of that just goes to having tremendous depth on their football team. But, you know, you look at a team like this, and of course they're really good defensively. Like I said, they can give up a lot of big plays. So, you know, you just have to make sure that you're being patient on offense and doing what we have to do. But, you know, you look at them, I think they play well as a group. I think they run to the football as well as anyone we've seen. And like I said, we just have to make sure we're doing the things. Their edge rushers are really good. So, you know, we have to make sure that we're doing the things that we need to do to make plays here and there.
How conscious are you of not turning the ball over? Because obviously it's a big factor in close games. You've been good at that so far.
It's a big factor, you know, in any games that we play, definitely ones like this. You know, it's consciously you think about it, but at the same time, you know, you try to go out and still play aggressively. And at the same time, just try to play, you know, play through it. But, you know, we understand when bad things happen in the game, it's all about trying to rebound. And I think our football team has done well in showing resilience as a team, you know, when we face some hard times. So, you know, this would be a big test for us.
Chet said the coaches took a hard look at the run game, and he wants balance, you know, he wants more balance moving forward. How important do you think that is? Even though we always hear it's a passing league, but the weather's turning.
Yeah, it's a passing league, and, you know, you understand when you're in a cold weather environment, you're going to have to start leaning more towards the run a little bit more than you think earlier than the season because, you know, like I said, when weather's a factor, you know, sometimes you have to make sure you try to find yourself to become balanced. It doesn't mean that you won't do the things you've done up to this point, but I think it does help based on the type of games. You know, who can predict the weather? You know, no one can predict it, but at the same time, even just as an offensive standpoint, you know, the longer you go in the season, you know, you got to become better running the football.
Well, how does that happen, Jason? I mean, it seems to me like it is what it is sometimes. I don't know how you're going to get it any better.
Like I said, just be more conscious of it, more of what we're doing, you know, offensively. You know, when we get into these games, you know, you can't just go in there and just say, oh, we're going to do this, you know, 30 or 40 times. You know, you can't just – it's not a thing that you say you're going to go out and do. You know, obviously, you know, the game has to be set up in a way that you run the football, you know, a lot of times, or you're just trying to pound the ball. But a lot of it is just the mindset and the attitude. And I think, you know, we're trying to develop that over the bye week is have more of a mindset and attitude when we're running the football.
You think you have the backs to get it done?
Well, I said, you know, when you're running football, it's not always about, you know, popping a 30 or 40 yard run. You know, sometimes 5-6 yards here and there are good for you. You know, as long as you're moving the ball, you know, in a positive direction, you know, those 3-4 yard runs at the end adds up. And, you know, so sometimes it's not the big runs or the 30 or the 40-yard runs that you see a lot of times, you know, as you see sometimes. Sometimes it's just those minor runs that, you know, keeps the team honest. And at the same time, it gives us confidence. If you're an offensive lineman, you know, you like that sometimes.
Jason, as the stakes get higher with each game, do you think Chud has the whatever to continue gambling on fourth? You know, I mean, one thing to do in three and five, but stuff on the line.
Well, you know, he did it last week, well, 2 weeks ago, and, you know, that was a big game for us. So, like I said, I think he is who he is. I think if it's close enough, he may do it. I think a lot of it is predicated off how we're moving, how's the momentum on our offense or our defense is going, and same point where we're at on the field. I think he trusted our defense enough that if you didn't get it, you know, he feel like our defense can hold. I think that adds up into the matter of just also understanding that we work so hard on it in offense and practice that we have opportunity to make those plays. You know, he think we can make them because he believe in us. And I think at times he understands if you don't get it, you know, it's pressure on the defense, but he feel like our guys can't respond.
I saw you.
Just a couple more questions.
National stuff, national radio and NFL Network and stuff over the last couple of days. Do you enjoy that, and does it feel good to be back in the national spotlight?
People just wanted to do. And I really done, you know, look forward as being back in the spotlight. And I just want to just compete and just have fun. Like I said, I'm in my ninth season. I said I've stressed and pressured myself enough before in the past. You know, now I just want to have fun and win games and do the best I can to help this young football team grow and continue to keep competing.
Has the game slowed down for you even more since 2011, last time you were starting?
It's not, pretty much. It's almost about the same, though. About the same. I know I haven't had a lot of reps with these guys leading up to the point that I started, but like I said, a lot of it just relying on your experience in the past and understanding what Coach Nora wants out of his offense. I spend a lot of study time during the week trying to make sure we're on the same page and doing what we have to do. And I think the guys around me understand they're getting better as well. You know, it's not about me just playing, but these guys around me are playing exceptional right now. You know, you look at, you know, Kansas City game, you know, you got your Jordan and you know, and Gordon having big plays, and you come back in the Baltimore game, it's two different guys stepping up. You know, you got Greg stepping up and Devon stepping up. So, like I said, if we go down the stretch, each guy's going to have a lot to do with us winning. And so I just think it's just a collective group on offense. It's the reason we're becoming to get better.
If you feel like you're playing for the team that hurt you against the team that traded the quarterback that cost you your spot, have things come full circle now?
I haven't really thought of it that way, but like I said, I look at every game as an opportunity. And like I said, we're 4-5. We're sitting here in a position, you know, to put ourselves in a good spot as we get ready to go down the home stretch. And you know, my mindset is just doing whatever it takes to help us win games. And you know, I really don't try to get into the personal side of things. I think those things take care of themselves, you know, over time. And you know, you just got to keep doing what you can do best.